You know, we always talk about pilots, right? The rock stars of aviation. Well, today, we're going to shine the spotlight on some different folks. The unsung heroes, you know, the folks who keep those massive planes soaring safely. Aircraft maintenance technicians.
Yeah.
We're diving into the world of MRO.
MRO.
That's maintenance, repair, and overhaul. And let me tell you, things are getting interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's interesting because we always focus on the pilots. But those planes wouldn't leave the ground without the meticulous work of these technicians.
And get this.
Yeah.
The industry is bracing for what some are calling a technician shortage tsunami.
Wow.
Not just a shortage.
Yeah.
A full-blown tsunami.
Yeah.
Luckily, companies like CAE, you know, a global leader in aviation training, they're stepping up to ride that wave. We even got the chance to chat with Sean Koldip.
Oh, wow.
He's the global leader of CAE's Maintenance Training Center of Excellence.
Okay.
To learn how they're tackling this challenge head on.
CAE, they're a powerhouse in the aviation training world. Over 70 centers around the globe.
Wow.
They're already training more pilots than anyone else. But they're not stopping there. Where their programs encompass everything from cabin crew to air traffic controllers and, of course, MRO technicians.
Okay, so back to this tsunami.
Right.
CAE is predicting we'll need over 400,000 new maintenance technicians by 2032.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a mind-boggling number. What's driving this massive demand?
Well, Koldip pointed to a confluence of factors. We've got an aging workforce. So experienced techs are retiring and taking decades of specialized knowledge with them and replacing that expertise.
Right.
Not easy.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that one seasoned technician might be certified on 4 different aircraft types.
Okay.
So it's not as simple as finding one new person for every retiree.
It's like a brain drain, but for airplane maintenance.
Yeah.
And on top of that, COVID accelerated those retirements.
Exactly. The pandemic really threw a wrench in the system.
Yeah.
Exacerbated the existing shortage.
So we've got this looming shortage, but what can we actually do about it?
Well, Koldip is a firm believer in early exposure. We need to get young people excited about aviation maintenance as a career path. Even before they hit college.
Okay.
Spark that interest early on.
Plant the seed. I like it. But what about the talented technicians we already have?
Well, retention is crucial. The industry needs to step up its game when it comes to keeping those skilled professionals happy and engaged. Competitive salaries, opportunities for advancement, a positive work environment. These things all play a huge role.
So it's about investing in the people who are already keeping our skies safe.
Absolutely. And Koldip also highlighted another smart strategy, attracting skilled veterans leaving the armed forces. They often possess directly transferable skills that could be incredibly valuable in the MRO world.
That's a great point. I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah.
But even with these efforts, training someone to become a fully qualified technician takes time.
Oh, yeah.
Years even.
Yeah.
Which brings us to one of the most interesting aspects of CAE's approach. They're actively exploring ways to accelerate the training process, to condense years of experience into shorter time frames, as Koldip put it. We can condense years of experience.
Yeah.
Now, that's a statement that piques my curiosity. How is that even remotely possible?
That's where things get really interesting.
Go ahead.
CAE is innovating with new training methods to speed up the process while maintaining the highest standards of rigor and safety.
Right. I'm hooked. Yeah. Give me the details.
One approach they're using is just-in-time training. So instead of overwhelming technicians with long, dense courses, they're breaking down the information into smaller, bite-sized modules that can be taken when needed.
Okay.
This allows technicians to immediately apply what they've learned on the job, making the learning process more efficient and relevant.
So it's like a targeted learning approach, focusing on exactly what they need when they need it.
Exactly. But CAE is taking it a step further with another cutting-edge tool.
Right. Virtual reality.
VR for airplane maintenance. That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it? But CAE is using VR to simulate entire aircraft, allowing technicians to practice procedures in a completely safe and risk-free environment.
Right.
Imagine being able to practice complex tasks and troubleshoot issues without the pressure and potential danger of working on a real aircraft.
Okay, that's pretty mind-blowing. What kind of things can they actually do in this virtual world?
They can practice locating components, perform removal and installation tasks, and even troubleshoot the maintenance computer. It's especially valuable for tasks that are either inherently dangerous in real life or involve working with extremely expensive parts.
So they can get hands-on experience without the real-world risks. That's brilliant.
Exactly. It's a game-changer for training efficiency and safety. And speaking of the maintenance computer, oh, right, Sean Kulit mentioned the centralized maintenance computer being a critical component of modern aircraft. He called it, and I'm quoting here, the brains of the plane.
He's not wrong. Trying to work on a modern aircraft without understanding the system is like trying to navigate a city without a map.
Yeah.
Essentially impossible.
So how does CAE incorporate that into their training?
They're integrating training on the centralized maintenance computer into their courses. Again, utilizing VR to make it as immersive and hands-on as possible. Imagine being able to step inside a virtual replica of the aircraft and interact with the system directly.
That's incredible. Yeah. It's like they're giving technicians X-ray vision into the heart of the aircraft.
It's a great example of how training has to evolve alongside the increasing complexity of the aircraft themselves.
Yeah.
And it's not just about VR. CAE is also exploring the potential of AI in MRO training.
Okay, hold on. AI, are we talking robot instructors running around the training center?
Not quite yet, but AI is definitely on CAE's radar. They've already developed a technology called CAE Rise for pilot training, which uses AI and data to personalize training plans and identify safety trends.
So it's like a virtual co-pilot for pilot training.
Precisely. And Coldip sees huge potential for applying the same technology to MRO technician training in the future.
It sounds like the future of MRO training is going to be a wild ride.
It certainly is. But before we get too carried away with futuristic visions, let's take a step back and delve a bit deeper into some of the challenges that led us to this point.
You mean beyond the obvious not enough technicians problem?
Exactly. Coldup highlighted some really interesting points about the industry's perception and why it hasn't always been the most attractive career path for young people.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So it seems the aviation industry, and MRO in particular, hasn't always been seen as the most glamorous or exciting career path.
Really? I mean, it's airplanes. What's not to love?
I know, right? But Coldup pointed out that the perception of the industry might be lagging behind the reality. So wages have improved significantly, and there are tons of open positions.
Right.
But that message isn't getting through to potential recruits.
So the hidden gem. A career path with huge potential that people just aren't aware of.
Exactly. Coldup believes we need to do a better job of showcasing the career progression potential within MRO.
Okay.
So you're not just fixing planes, you're constantly learning, developing new skills, and there's a real opportunity to build a rewarding long-term career.
It's not just a job, it's a pathway to a fulfilling career. Makes sense.
Right.
But even if we manage to attract more people to the field, it still takes time to train them. Coldup talked about this idea of compressing years of experience into shorter timelines.
Yeah.
How's CAE actually doing that?
Well, remember those bite-sized training modules we discussed?
Right.
That's a key part of it. This is just-in-time training allows technicians to learn a skill and then immediately apply it on the job.
Right. Learning in the context of real-world application.
Oh. But wasn't there something else? Something about virtual reality?
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to the virtual world.
Right.
VR is playing a huge role in accelerating the training process.
You know, I have to admit, I'm still a little skeptical. Can you really learn complex maintenance procedures just by messing around in a VR headset?
Coldup is confident that it works.
Okay.
And he has some compelling examples to back it up.
Okay.
One of the most interesting applications is using VR to train technicians on that centralized maintenance computer we were talking about.
Right, the brains of the plane. But why is VR so effective for that type of training?
Imagine trying to explain a complex electrical system using just diagrams and textbooks. It's not exactly the most engaging way to learn.
I've definitely nodded off in a few technical lectures in my day.
But with VR, you can step inside a virtual replica of the aircraft and interact with the centralized maintenance computer directly. So you're not just reading about it.
Right.
You're troubleshooting problems, seeing how it all works in real time. So it's like a flight simulator. But for maintenance technicians.
Exactly. It's a much more immersive and hands-on experience, leading to better understanding and retention of information.
Okay. I'm starting to see the light. What other cool things can technicians do with VR training?
Well, Coldup highlighted the ability to practice tasks that are either too dangerous or too expensive to do in real life.
Like what? Give me an example.
Let's say you need to train a technician on how to repair a critical component deep inside the aircraft's engine. In the real world, that would involve shutting down the engine, disassembling various parts,
Right.
and potentially exposing the technician to hazardous materials, not to mention the cost of any mistakes.
Yeah, it sounds like a recipe for trouble.
But in VR, you can recreate that entire scenario without any of those risks. So the technician can practice the repair as many times as they need, get familiar with the tools and procedures,
Right.
and build their confidence before ever touching a real engine.
It's like a virtual safety net. They can learn from their mistakes without any real-world consequences.
Exactly. And they can practice rare or complex procedures that they might not encounter often in their day-to-day work.
What other types of training are they doing in VR?
Well, Coldit mentioned that they're using it for everything from component location and identification to practicing removal and installation tasks.
So they can get a feel for working on the aircraft before they ever step foot in a real hangar. What a fantastic way to build confidence and competence.
Precisely. And that experience is invaluable, especially for newer technicians who might be intimidated by the sheer complexity of modern aircraft.
It seems like VR is a win-win for both safety and efficiency.
Absolutely. And CAE is already seeing positive results from this approach. Coldup shared that they've implemented VR training on their Gulfstream and Dassault programs.
Oh, wow.
And the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive.
That's great to hear. It sounds like VR is quickly becoming an essential part of MRO training.
It certainly is. And Coldup believes this is just the beginning. He sees even greater potential for VR as the technology continues to evolve.
All of this is incredibly fascinating, but my brain is starting to feel a little overloaded. We've covered a lot of ground today.
You're telling me. We've gone from a looming technician shortage to innovative training solutions and a whole new world of virtual aircraft maintenance. It's been quite a journey.
Before we jump into the future of MRO and what Sean Coldup had to say about it, let's give our listener a moment to digest all this information. We'll be right back with the final part of our deep dive into MRO technician training. All right, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into the world of MRO technician training. We've covered a lot of ground, from the looming technician shortage tsunami to the innovative ways companies like CAE are using VR and AI to train the next generation of aviation professionals. But I'm curious to hear what Sean Coldup, CAE's expert, sees on the horizon. Did he give us any glimpses into his crystal ball?
He did drop some hints about what the future holds for MRO training, and one of the key trends he highlighted is the ever-increasing complexity of aircraft systems. Remember that centralized maintenance computer we keep talking about?
Of course. The brains of the plane.
Well, Coldup emphasized that those systems are only going to become more sophisticated, which means technicians will need even deeper knowledge and specialized training to keep up.
So it's not just about knowing how to turn a wrench anymore. It's about understanding intricate computer systems and software. That's a whole different ballgame.
Precisely. And that's why CAE is investing so heavily in technologies like VR and AI. They see these tools as essential for preparing technicians for the challenges ahead. It's not just about filling empty positions, it's about ensuring a workforce that's equipped to handle the next generation of aircraft.
It's like we're on the cusp of a new era in aviation maintenance, where the line between mechanic and software engineer starts to blur.
That's a great way to put it. And Coldup also stressed that it's not just about technical skills. Soft skills, things like communication, problem solving, and teamwork, are going to be more crucial than ever.
Those are important in any field, but why are they especially critical for MRO technicians?
Well, these technicians often work under intense pressure, dealing with complex systems and collaborating with diverse teams. Strong communication and problem-solving abilities are essential for success in that kind of high-stakes environment.
It's not just about training hands, it's about training minds as well.
Exactly. And CAE is incorporating soft skills training into their programs, recognizing that these abilities are just as important as technical expertise. They're building well-rounded professionals who can not only fix the plane, but also communicate effectively and work seamlessly within a team.
It's fascinating to think about what other skills might become essential for MRO technicians down the road. What do you think? Data analysis, maybe. As aircraft generate more and more data, someone's got to make sense of it all.
That's a great point. And maybe even basic coding skills to interact with the increasingly sophisticated software systems on these planes.
It really highlights how dynamic this field is. Who knows what other challenges and opportunities will emerge in the years to come?
One thing's for sure, it's an exciting time to be involved in aviation maintenance. And thanks to companies like CAE, who are pushing the boundaries of training and innovation, we can be confident that the future of air travel is in good hands.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of MRO technician training. It's clear that the unsung heroes of aviation are facing some big challenges, but it's also incredibly inspiring to see how they're rising to the occasion, embracing new technologies, and constantly evolving their skills. It's a reminder that even in a world increasingly dominated by technology, it's still the human element, the skill, expertise, and passion of individuals like Sean Koldip and all those technicians out there that keeps us flying safely.
Couldn't agree more. So the next time you board a plane, take a moment to appreciate the hard work and dedication of those MRO technicians behind the scenes. They're the ones who make it all possible.
Absolutely. A huge thank you to our listeners for joining us on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those wings soaring.